This is 5-Minute Motivational Hump Day, where every other Wednesday I will discuss a quote or a short inspiring message to help you on your total transformation journey. Learning to love yourself and accept yourself does take patience and those daily reminders of why you're doing it and why it is so important to change that mental thought process and believe that you are worth it. And you can begin loving yourself even if you aren't where you need to be yet. The practice of self-love involves working with yourself wherever you're at. You know, if you're stressed out or having a bad day, just accept that. It is okay. You don't have to beat yourself up, give yourself a hard time, and be gentle on yourself. Forgive yourself. Accept yourself, love yourself, and keep moving forward. If you want to fly, you have to give up what weighs you down. Ray T. Bennett. Sometimes people think that loving yourself is selfish. No, it's not. It is not selfish. We often feel guilty by taking the time for self-care and self-love, but we shouldn't be. Self-love is the fuel and the foundation of who we are. And in order to love others, you have to learn to love yourself. Learning to love yourself is quite magical, actually. And when you learn to love yourself, it will greatly improve every single aspect of your life, because you will not be relying on anyone else to fulfill that happiness. You shouldn't feel guilty for creating that deep, loving, caring relationship with yourself. Everything in your life starts with the relationship you have with yourself. You have to learn to treat yourself like someone worthy of that love, that respect, compassion, and those things will flow into your life. Most people put so much energy into the external relationships with others. Not that this is bad or not important, it is important, but that then let's say that relationship ends and it's gone and you're left alone. What you're going to do, you're going to go and seek another relationship to fulfill your happiness, because you can't truly be happy with yourself and use other things and other relationships to define you. So if you continue to seek happiness outside of you, you will not find it. It might be temporary. It might temporarily make you happy or create happy moments, but it will not be long lasting. But when you learn to love yourself, you will feel better and you will be happy and in whatever relationship you are, hopefully in a good relationship, because you will realize that you are the one in charge of your happiness and not someone else or any material things. The sad thing is that, you know, most people do not put much energy into this, into their relationship with themselves. If you spoke to your friends the way you often speak to yourself in your head, you probably would not have many friends left. And this was definitely me before I started working on my relationship with myself. You know, even when I was in the best shape of my life, I never felt worthy back then or fit. I would obsess over just the little mistakes I would make, trying to always be perfect in whatever I did. And if I wasn't, I would feel bad and give myself a hard time and have those negative thoughts. If you are someone that thinks like I did in the past, it is okay. It just means you are human too. But just like myself, you can start working on changing that relationship. Self-love is not something that happens overnight. It is a process and not a destination. I myself continue to practice self-love every single day. And remember that loving yourself, especially at the beginning, can be quite hard. And oftentimes we try to distract ourselves with other things like alcohol, stress, drugs, being busy all the time, or perhaps staying in an unhealthy relationship, or pretending like we are happy and just saying, oh, everything is fine. Oh, I'm great. Yep, I'm great. But all those above things mentioned are just habits. They're a vicious cycle and they will make you feel even worse. If you truly want to be happy, self-love is the key to finding happiness. You have to find the courage inside you to truly accept yourself at whatever stage of your life you're in, whether it's weight loss, relationships, career, whatever else. You have to accept yourself and acknowledge at what stage you're in and go from there. Take ownership, own up to your actions. That's what self-love is. It's how you choose to show up in this world. So choose to be the best version of yourself. Be kind, be loving, and most importantly, forgive yourself.
Thank you for listening to this episode. If you enjoyed it, please subscribe, share it on your social media, and be sure to leave a review on iTunes. Follow Monica on Instagram at fit.fat.hotaf and on Twitter at fitfathotaf.